It's that time again. It's time for The Bunker. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Just another day in paradise. You stumble to your bed. Give anything to silence. Those voices ringing in your head. You thought you could find happiness just over that green hill. You thought you would be satisfied, but you never will learn to be still. Shepherd, we don't know how to be alone, so we wander around this desert, wind up following the wrong God's home. But the flock cries out for another, and they keep answering that bell. One more starry-eyed messiah meets a violent farewell. Learn to be still. Learn to be still. In your garden, they don't smell so sweet, so sweet. Maybe you've forgotten the heaven lying at your feet. Hey, yeah, messages we send. Keep asking, how do I get out of here? Where do I fit in? Though the world is torn and shaken, even if your heart is breaking, it's waiting for you. Learn to be still.
Welcome back to another episode of The Bunker. I'm Willie B. Well, the world has gone crazy. That's my official opinion. Just mine, not the radio stations. Don't forget that now. All this ranting and raving I get to do, this is all about the way I've been feeling. I think they got tired of listening to me at work, so they said, hey, why don't you do a show? So here's The Bunker. 4th of July weekend's come and gone. I think it's pretty cool that here in Kodiak, here on the United State of Kodiak, we get to stay up until midnight on the 3rd and then launch the fireworks. Yeah, I've been trying to figure out a lot of things. I don't know what's going to happen. It's scary times. Never thought I'd ever live to see these kind of times. But a lot of people out there had some great ideas. I even saw something on Facebook a while back that Walmart is going to start opening up their parking lot for a drive-in. which would be a fantastic idea, except for one thing. For us here in Kodiak, most of us really don't want to have to wait until midnight to watch a movie, you know? You know what I mean? It don't get dark until midnight, so we'd be sitting out there at midnight trying to watch a movie. I don't think it would go over very well. Maybe the spring and fall, I'm not sure, but right now, nah. And right now is when we need it. Drive-in movies, oh my gosh, flashbacks, you know? I think I've mentioned this before, but a lot of the stuff that is going on in the United States right now has been going on since the 60s. I've read books about where, you know, they've talked about the exact same things. Nothing has changed. It just keeps repeating over and over and over.
To tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone.
I want you to get mad.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. So I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
See what I mean about repeating? That little clip there was from the movie called Network that came out in 1976. Nothing has changed. We keep repeating over and over. And as we've heard by our emergency services,
apparently living on an island does not protect us from this nasty virus.
Just because we live on an island, we're not safe from it all.
Gonna put the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Champagne shore washing over me.
It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea.
One day you could be as lost as me.
Change your geography. Maybe you might be
in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lunch. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself,
you find the key to paradise.
I'd like to share a revelation that I've had during my time here. It came to me when I tried to classify your species, and I realized that you're not actually mammals. Every mammal on this planet instinctively develops a natural equilibrium with the surrounding environment, but you humans do not. You move to an area and you multiply, and multiply until every natural resource is consumed. And the only way you can survive is to spread to another area. There is another organism on this planet that follows the same pattern.
Do you know what it is? A virus. Human beings are a disease, a cancer of this planet. You are a plague, and we are the cure.
I swear, sometimes I think that we're living in the Matrix. You remember that movie, right? What, it came up like 1997 or so, somewhere around there? We're all just batteries, you know? And maybe things have gotten weird and the computers have decided that the virtual world they've created for us is failing. So they keep trying to make it right.
Did you know that the first Matrix was designed to be a perfect human world where none suffered? Where everyone would be happy. It was a disaster. No one would accept the program. Entire crops were lost. I believe that as a species, human beings define their reality through misery and suffering. So the perfect world is a dream that your primitive cerebrum kept trying to wake up from. Which is why the Matrix was redesigned to this, the peak of your civilization.
Nah, I don't think that's it. I think we're only human.
Thank you.
Well, at least it's not as bad as Groundhog Day, you know? You remember that show, right? That's an old show. Bill Murray, Groundhog Day, wintertime, yeah. At least we don't have to keep waking up every morning and hearing this song. I Got You, Babe.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
I guess that's going to do it for me. Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm going to leave you with one other song. It's one of my favorites. Stay safe. Keep up the social distancing. Oh, heck, I'm going to let somebody else tell you.
Have a safe week. Remember, stand back, mask up, and wash your hands.
Fast a number of days, the rising of the horns. ahead. From the dawn of time to the end of days, I will have to run away. I want to feel the pain and the bitter taste of the blood on my lips again. Snow is burning my hands, I'm frozen to the bones. I am a million miles from home, I'm walking away. I can't remind your eyes, your face.
In many ways, the positive outcome of this is that it's going to force us to get better, change our attitude, change the way we think, give us a new perspective, and get the focus on those things that are more important.
So again, you know, when you're standing in that Safeway line, if you're wearing your mask, you're protecting the person next to you. They're wearing their mask, they're protecting you. You know, so we're protecting each other there, and that really greatly reduces the chance of infection. So really, wear your masks and physically distance from people as much as you can, and keep your bubbles small. Wash your hands and take care of yourselves. So hopefully we won't have many more cases in the next weeks to report.